gonna bring her in. She has some news to share about her program. I think it's pretty important. A few things I want to ask her about. Bring her in on her phone because
technical difficulties, Chris. You know how that goes. So
you are a trooper. You adjusted on the fly. So thank you very much for joining me. How are you today, Coach?
I'm well. How are you?
Same. All right. Well, first things first. When did you get power restored, or have you? I know you told me, but for everybody who doesn't know, when did you get power turned back on?
So on campus, we got power back 2 days ago. So we had kind of sent our players away to various places, including my house, so that they had air, you know, and were comfortable, because obviously, as so many people in Houston had to go through, it hasn't been very comfortable the last week and a half. So everybody's back now. We had our first workout yesterday and finally got this group together. So happy that everybody's here.
I'm glad to hear that. Was there much damage on campus?
Fences down, nothing major, thankfully, but yeah, a lot of cleanup, because our campus is very green. So there's a lot of tree limbs and, you know, leaves and things lying around, but we were pretty lucky. So other than the power, it was all good.
And for you personally, when did you get power restored?
So our house went out and it came back on like on the Tuesday night, and then went off again quite quickly and came back on Wednesday night. So we were pretty lucky.
Okay. Pretty lucky. All right. So you and I were in the same boat, because apparently at some point when I was out of town at the Big 12 football media day, power was just restored. I didn't know until I came back Wednesday night. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another reason why I wanted to invite you on. I saw a post about, officially, you had mentioned it to me before, the women's program has a partnership with the Kendra Scott line. Is that correct?
Yes. So we have been very lucky. We've secured a partnership with Kendra Scott, which we're very excited about. We have a launch event this Saturday at the Kendra Scott store in Highland Village, between 12 and 3, where our players will be there. There'll be some light refreshments, etc. And we're encouraging people to come along and shop at Kendra that day. But that's just like our first really big event with them. We've got a lot of things in the pipeline for this year, including every home game, there'll be a Kendra Scott giveaway for the fan of the game at the end of the game. We're doing a couple of other pop-up events with them, and I'm really excited to just partner with, you know, a women's own brand like Kendra Scott, who has been such a huge role model for so many young women in business, a Texan herself, and just, you know, it's a great opportunity for our girls, not just to be part of this brand, but to see her story and how she's succeeded as a businesswoman, you know, from Texas. So I think, you know, it's a great partnership for us, and we're looking forward to doing more with the brand.
How did this partnership come about, Coach?
So I think you and I had discussed, Chris, we have a new member of staff on board, our director of engagement, Melina Belomo, and she's been really instrumental in reaching out to companies and kind of, you know, securing some partnership deals with our team, and then also individually for some of the girls that have linked up with some companies as well, which is, you know, we're kind of, we haven't announced those yet, but we're working towards those over the next few weeks, and there's some really exciting things for the girls individually in there. But Melina's been great in working with the Kendra brand. We also have a partnership with Chloe Dow, the designer, and she'll be involved, as both of them will, in our fundraising dinner in September. So you know, we've got a lot of things in the pipeline, and the girls are excited to be involved. And again, for me, it's really important that we partner with these brands because they're female-led brands. And I think, you know, I want to show these girls as much as possible that the sky's the limit for them. And they have great role models in both Kendra Scott and Chloe Dow with these brands.
Talk a little bit more details, give more details about the upcoming fundraising dinner.
Yeah, so Friday, September 6th at the Marriott Sugarland, we'll be hosting a fundraising dinner there. Our guest speaker will be none other than Coach Chancellor, who is always fun to listen to. We'll be talking a little bit about his previous reign as the Comets head coach and the chatter that surrounds potentially bringing a franchise back to Houston. Which we're all big advocates of. We'll also be doing a fashion show that evening with Chloe Dow and Kendra Scott. The girls will be modeling some of their latest lines, which we're looking forward to. But just a really good evening to get people together from different sports as well. We should have representation from some of our head coaches on campus and also some other former sports players across the city, which we're excited about. So, very excited for that dinner. And, it's something that we have been looking forward to and building towards. So, we're excited we can pull all our partners together that evening.
And all of these events, the fundraiser Saturday, Kendra Scott, this is all to benefit HCU women's basketball, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And how has it been difficult for you to generate financial support for HCU women's basketball?
NIL. Honestly, since we've had help in terms of having Melina on board, it's been a lot easier. I think part of the problem, Chris, is that, with our staff, we're not a huge staff. And so we have a lot of hats that we wear anyway. And so having someone that's specifically designated to do these things has really helped us. And Melina has been great with making new connections and building new partnerships, getting out in the community close to the school and trying to kind of involve some of those businesses. And I think when you have someone that has the time and the experience to do that, it's been surprising how quickly people are willing to get involved. And I sound like a broken record here, but a lot of people are very keen to get involved with young women, and really help them as they grow and take their next steps post-college. So we're also finding that there's going to be opportunities for internships and potential job opportunities for our players through some of these partnerships. And that's a huge part of why we're doing this, in addition to raising, obviously, some funds for our program, but more so because of the connections that these players and former players will get from these bonds that we build as we go out further into the community.
I think last week you announced the addition to your coaching staff. Just provide some thoughts on her.
Yeah, so anytime you bring a new coach in, it's always, there's a lot to do the first few days, but when their first day is the day that a hurricane hits, it's a little bit challenging. So, this is the first week she's been in the office because she was out recruiting in Louisville at the big event up there, the Run for Roses event. But I think she brings a great experience to our staff. I mean, she's been at the JUCO level, NAI level, and D2 level, and is from Waco, Texas. She played overseas for a couple of years as well. I think she's got some really good connections within Texas from a recruiting standpoint that are going to help us. So we're excited to kind of get her going. And like I say, it's her first week, so we're throwing a lot at her right now, but she's doing a great job of picking things up.
Coach, I got to ask you, you're not being a very good person here. What's the name of the coach?
Sorry. Her name's Diana Wilson-Jones, and she came to us from Loyola University in New Orleans. That was her previous stop. So Diana will be around, and I'm sure people will see her in the Houston area pretty soon.
So with her addition to the staff, how big is the staff now? What is it now, four?
So, yeah, I have three full-time assistants, and then I have two grad assistants and myself. So, yeah.
Oh, it's more than I thought.
Yes. I'm very happy right now. So, got some good things like that are happening, obviously, off the court. But I really feel good about, the group that we have in terms of being prepared on the court as well. So, it's a big step up from last year.
How close are you? Let me ask you on the record here, how close are you to finalizing your non-conference schedule?
Well, I thought I had it finalized, obviously, and then we had to make some changes because of the additions to the Southland Conference. We are probably going to put that out, I would say, in the next week or so.
Say that again, because you froze up.
Oh, sorry. We have it finalized, and we'll probably release that in the next week or so. So.
Okay, and when it's finalized, you know, you feel free to come back on here.
Yeah.
Next Thursday, we can talk about it. I think I know one of is one of those matchups still happening here in the local area.
Yes, sir. It is. We will be playing the Houston Cougars this year. So.
Okay, I didn't want to say that without you saying it. So.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll ask this, and you don't have to answer it. Is it part of? Has it been decided if it's going to be part of the Education Day?
I've not heard that. I haven't heard that yet. I mean, we really don't have any times or anything from any of the big. We do play. I can say four Big 12 schools, and so we haven't had times or anything. So I'm sure we'll find that out in the next month or so.
Question from the audience on YouTube: do you collaborate at all with Coach Craig Doty?
So I'm hoping we will, but obviously Coach has had to replace almost a full roster. So we've had some conversations on a couple of things here already, but his staff that he's put together have been out recruiting a lot and trying to bring 11 new guys together, which is a lot. I mean, I have 6 new players this year, so I can only imagine what he's going through with 11. But, you know, a lot of energy over there on that side of the building. And like I say, trying to get 11 new players together is, pretty high task for him. So I'm sure as we go through, we'll be seeing more and more of them, which will be good.
Have all the tables been purchased for the fundraising dinner?
No, we still have about 4 open. So there is still an opportunity to purchase tables. Yeah.
And how would folks go about doing that if they have interest?
They can email me and I can send the link out to them, or I can send you the link and you could post it for me, which would be lovely.
Feel free. Just send it to me. I could do that. I don't mind doing that. Sure.
Yeah. So either way, people can reach out to me and I can send the link forward. But like I say, I think it'll be a really great evening and I'm excited. And I think, obviously Coach Chancellor does all of our ESPN Plus podcasts. Mm-hmm. But when you meet him in person, he really has just got a personality that people are just magnetized to. So I think it's a great opportunity for people to actually visit with him, personally as well in the evening. So
with your experience, international experience, and the Olympics coming up, mm-hmm. I think this question is for you and for me. But is a women's basketball matchup or any sport that you are looking forward to?
Yeah, I think, I think it's going to be interesting. The USA women's team is going to be a lot stronger than the others this year, I think. I mean, I'm looking at the Australian team, who normally, I think that's always a matchup I look forward to, is Australia and the USA. But I think there's no doubt the USA team is just so experienced this year. So I don't really see them being run too close at all. I hope I don't regret saying that, but I just think they're going to be way too strong for everybody. But I think, I like watching them play against the Aussie team because they do have, some decent size, and that's always good seeing them going up in that matchup.
What differences between American basketball, WNBA, college, and FIBA?
I had this conversation with a recruit actually yesterday. Way more physicality allowed in FIBA. I think it's something that our players that come from playing with national teams overseas really struggle with when they get to the college level, because they're allowed to bump cutters off the ball. There's a lot more, there's just a lot more off-ball contact and on-ball. But I think that's the biggest difference, is the physicality of the game. And obviously at the WNBA, there's more physicality than, there is in the college level, but I think FIBA is another step above that. So, that is an adjustment for some players for sure.
Of your 6 newcomers, how many are international?
None for the first
time. Really?
Yeah. Wow. Another conversation I had yesterday, I told the recruit I was talking with, who was an international player, that, this was the first time since I've been here that we've not had an international player in our signing class. So, yeah, we have 6 newbies, 3 freshmen, 3 transfers, and none of them are from overseas. So, yeah.
Was that intentional this year?
Not intentional. It's never really intentional, you know, in terms of we got a recruit from a certain area. It's just really finding the right fit. And two of our transfers were players that I had really tried to heavily recruit previously from their junior colleges. So when they appeared in the portal, it was a no-brainer for me to try and get them again. And so I was very happy that they chose to come play here. But yeah, we've got one player from Kansas who transferred in from Central Arkansas. And then the other five are all from Texas. So, yeah.
And I think at least one is from a SWAC school, right?
Yes, Victoria Dixon. She came to us from Alabama A&M. Had a really good look at her yesterday in our first workout, and she looked like she's really going to be able to help us. So excited about her for sure.
How would you describe basketball in the Southland Conference?
You know, I mean, I think now you can say that the conference has taken a big step up because, you know, with the addition of SFA and UTRGV, you know, two teams that specifically SFA that have been traditionally very strong. I think our league has gotten much more athletic than it has been previously. I think there's a lot of parity in the middle of the league, particularly. And I expect this year is going to be no different from any other year, that you have to be your very best every single day to win a game, because there's no one, you know, that's going to be blown out in this league. All the games are going to be very competitive for sure.
I'm going to ask this question. It's not a got you kind of question, but I really haven't asked coaches this before.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
What is your why for being a head coach?
So I'll keep it short, but when I was 15, I almost lost my life to meningitis, and the doctors told me that basketball was the reason that I lived. I was in great shape at that point and was playing with our national team. And, you know, I remember when I was in a coma for 2 weeks. And so when I came out of the coma, the doctor said, you know, you might not be able to play. And I didn't let him finish. I kicked him before he finished his sentence. But, you know, he said, again, for a while. but I didn't want to hear that. You know, the game was, you know, my life. And so there was no way I was going to give up the game when I gave up playing. And so I knew that I was always going to be involved in basketball in some capacity, because it's been so special to me personally. I think just, you know, when I knew my playing career was coming to an end overseas, it was a no-brainer that I wanted to get involved, because I've been given so much from the game that I wanted to give back to it and give other girls the opportunities that I've had. I mean, you know, where I come from and my country is not a basketball country. Everybody mm-hmm. plays soccer, and, you know, soccer and rugby are the two big sports. And I was so lucky that I went to the high school that I did, because I had two teachers there who had played basketball internationally, and they were the ones that, I, you know, got me started in the game and gave me the passion for the game. So I think, you know, I have a lot of people to thank for me sitting here right now, but I'm always going to be involved in the game because it's just given me so much, including my life. So that's my why.
As long as we've known each other, mm-hmm. I did not know that.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So thank you for sharing that with me and for everyone watching us right now on this edition of The Takeover.
Yeah.
And again, I'm speaking with head coach Donna Finney of HCU Women's Basketball. And one more time, just remind everyone about, or for those who are just now joining us, mm-hmm. about the partnership that HCU has with Kendra Scott.
Yep. So we have a new partnership with the Kendra Scott brand, and we have a launch event on Saturday at the Kendra Scott store in Highland Village between 12 and 3 p.m., where we'll be talking about some of the things that we're going to be doing with the Kendra Scott brand, including our game day giveaway to our fan of the game, where there will be a piece of Kendra Scott jewelry awarded to that fan of the game. But we have several other things that we're going to be doing, including a fashion show and some other pop-up events. So we're really excited to be partnering with Kendra Scott.
And your email address is dfinney. Is it? Because I sent it to you at HBU.
Yeah, no, at hc.edu.
So you finally, so it forwarded over to you because you got it. You got the invite, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'll post that. But yes, dfinney at hcu.edu for more information.
Go ahead.
HCU.
No, not HCU, just HC.
HC. Oh, HC. Yeah. Oh, we're getting fancy now.
Houston,
okay.
Yeah, HoustonChristian.edu.
Oh, okay. Very good. Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent. So email dfinney at hc.edu for more information if you want to purchase a table for the fundraiser in September. And Des, as we wrap it up with you, close it out about more details about that fundraiser in September.
Yeah, so big fundraising dinner September 6th at the Sugarland Marriott. Our guest speaker will be Coach Van Chancellor. As I mentioned before, just a great person to listen to and have the opportunity to have ask questions to him. We'll also have a fashion show, which will be supported by Kendra Scott with the jewelry and Chloe Dow, who is a fashion designer that won Project Runway and has a store, a boutique in Houston that we're partnering with. So, you know, lots of things going on at that fundraiser, and there are still tables available and seats available. If people want to purchase, they can reach out to me directly.
Will you be modeling something in the fashion show?
I will not be. That is something that our girls will be doing. So I think that's a player thing for sure. Okay. But they're really excited. I mean, obviously, you know, they're going to get the opportunity to be fitted for dresses from Chloe Dow, et cetera. And then obviously the Kendra jewelry. So the girls are really excited to be part of this. And I think it's just a great, great thing for them to be involved with and, you know, something they'll remember as part of their collegiate experience. So, yeah.
What is HCU's social handle on Instagram?
At our team one is at HCUWBB.
And the same on X, Twitter?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent, Coach Finney. Thank you for joining me. It was kind of short notice when I asked you to reach out to you to do this.
It's okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you, as always, for taking time to speak to me. And I'm going to say this publicly. She knows this, but I'm going to say it publicly for Rex and CA37 and folks watching on the platforms. Coach Finney was one of the coaches who reached out to me and kept in touch with me when my mom was in poor health and my mom passed away. So she was a part of my support system. So thank you very much. I really do appreciate that.
Of course. Of course. Well, what you do, Chris, is a big part of the basketball community in Houston, and it's important that we support each other. And, you know, I think that's why I love being part of this community in Houston. We are very supportive of each other. So you've helped us a lot, which we appreciate, and we should be there for you as well. So
I appreciate that, and we will keep in touch. And again, if you have the non-conference schedule finalized in time for next Thursday, let me know and come back and share it.
Definitely will. Thanks so much, Chris.
You're welcome. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.